Okay, wait, what are we talking about now?
I'll suck it.
We just went to the nursery.
We forgot we're even doing a show anymore.
I know, right? Okay, Alan, you do the intros, Alan.
Oh, bitch, you do it.
All right. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of What's the 5678. It's been a while. This is Helga Pataki up in this bitch, a.k.a. Jason.
It's been hella long.
We're back. Go ahead, Boo.
Yes, we are back. We're back with Alan Bouchanda, Passion Fruit Free as Honey, all those. And it's so good to finally be back. We have company in the house with us. Yeah. To join us, honey. We have Miss Tamia Boom Clock over here, honey. And Miss Mr. Angel coming from all over from state to state, basically. You know, I like he on the run, honey. How you doing, honey? Giving a trade today with these looks, honey. We got Tamia over here working out, getting her body together, keeping it tight.
Bitch.
Yes, bitch.
Okay. No, we were just talking about this Latin. Was he not Latin? He's Filipino, right? Brandon Dumoulin. Dumoulin. Yeah. Bitch, he has body, bitch. I've been following him on Instagram for a while. He like, oh, Larry's coming on. He was like skinny for a while, and then he like started working out, and then he got body now.
Oh,
yes, mm-hmm. Body.
Follow him like that. See, I wouldn't know.
Oh, honey, I do. He's not. I give him some. I would sit on it, and he will sit on it.
Oh, Alan, you heard her. She said she'll sit on it.
I'll sit on it. She'll sit on it. We'll all sit on it. Yeah.
When the last time you sat on it, girl? We'll wait.
It's been a month. It's been a month.
Girl, he sits on the telephone bike. That's it.
Girl.
Fuck you, Hal.
You're gonna turn him into a flatbread, bitch.
Fucking PETA realness.
Well, I am a tall and big bitch. I don't know how tall he is. Was he like 5'2", 5'3"?
No, he's like 5'8", about.
Oh, girl. Yeah, I would crush him. I would crush the little boy. Bitch, I need a man. No, girl. No. Hey, Mr. Lurie. Mr. Lurie's in the house. She just popped on.
What's up, girl? Hello,
Alan. So Alan has a show coming up, his kid's show. What's the name of the show?
It's just the Young Mind Showcase.
It's a Young Mind Show. Okay, what are the dates? Tell us about it.
Well, it's the show that we have been working on with the kids and during quarantine. You know, giving them something to do. I say, y'all, let's put together a show. Sure, they kind of mad at me right now because we've been rehearsing like crazy. Like I've been like daddy daycare for me. When I see them for like 3 hours every rehearsal usually. So but it's been nice. It's almost over, but our dates are the first show is actually going to be just for our True Dance family, and then our second show is going to be just for essential workers that we're sending out info to. Yeah. Oh my god, if you know anyone,
what are the dates?
Oh, girl, can you wait? He's a mess. Okay, so look, the first that date for the essential workers is actually I can tell you right now, it is July 8th. It's a Sunday. It's at 8:30 p.m. at True Dance. And for that, you would just want to email me, alanfrias@gmail.com, and reserve a spot, and I'll send a confirmation back to you because we do have limited space. We have cars. You can actually, we have like 10 car slots. You can bring your car and park and, you know, be outside with your family, you know, like you have to drive in. And then we'll have chairs also set up with pods and stuff so that people can be spaced out and see everything. It's going to be nice.
So cute.
The kids are so excited. They hate me right now, but that's okay. They're going to love me when this is through. Oh, well, that's the July 8th. No, it's not July 8th, you guys. It's July 11th. My bad. July 8th is my brother's birthday. That's why I said that. Oh, Lord. Lord, don't forget Alan. Yes, and then the other dates that are open for the public is going to be July 17th and 18th, and then the other date is August 7th and 8th. The Sunday shows are going to be actually donation based, so you know when no one's turned away, just come on in. You know,
so they should email you for confirmation for tickets, yes. Or
I'll post the flyer on What's the 5678 and on my IG account also next week. We're just trying to find a license.
It's an outdoor show too, you guys.
It's an outdoor show. You know, yes, we have been dancing outside in the heat, in the snow, girl asleep. Yeah. So it's almost over, honey. After this, it's vacation time. It's Allen time. Time to suck my nuts in the water, in the salty water and stuff. Salty, you know, water. Have some jellyfish play with my nuts.
Bitch, a jellyfish puts your nuts, girl. You won't have no nuts, girl. It's going to go inside your body, girl. And then someone's going to piss on you, girl, to make sure your balls feel better, you dumb hoe. Just dumb bitch.
Tamia's show yesterday. It's like our really first time being out in the crowd with all that. But we pull up and thought it was going to be outside. Surprise, bitch. It's inside. What?
Yeah, we were a little confused by that. We're like, we're going inside now to do stuff. I thought we're still doing
But it was hella limited capacity.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't realize there were other people sitting on the other side of this bar with us. But there was they were a little bit more crowded over there than us. I feel like the right treatment. Jason said, "Well, put us somewhere where we can't be bothered."
Yeah.
That didn't help because we had a tragic day with people fucking with us. And
I almost got into a fight last night with some old white man named Larry.
Oh my God.
And Larry was at the damn thing, man. And Larry was trying to get his tab over on our booth.
Girl.
Yes. And we're like, we don't know him.
We are the biggest bitch up in the club, and motherfuckers want to talk to us like we're the friendly ghost. I'm like, girl, we have our heads down looking at our phones. And this guy walks up to us, put your phones away. Put your phones away. I was like, Miss Thing, you need to back the fuck up. I don't know you, girl. I'm looking at my phone. Look at the menu. Honey, put your phones away. And Brandy's all talking to him. Brandy's like, oh, we're best friends now. So her and Brandy start chit-chatting. The guy comes, sits next to her. And some stars, yes. So Brandy's best friends with him. I was like, white people love you, Brandy. She goes, She's like, white people love me.
She fucking was like, bumblebees. What do you expect?
Are you sure it wasn't a Tinder date, honey?
Not a Tinder date. Bitch, I'm quitting.
To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised. Brandy can pull whatever she wants to pull, but no, this man was doing a lot. He was pushed on.
What was the end goal? I mean, if it were me, I would have been talking to him to buy us drinks. That would
girl. He was so drunk. He was so drunk.
I was like, please get away from us.
Yes.
And he kept making those little funny faces and talking, sticking his tongue out, and then going back.
He didn't have his mask on too.
Huh?
No. Whoa.
I told Alan, I was like, put it this way. I'm like, he keeps saying, I'm vaccinated. Don't worry, I'm vaccinated. I was like, bitch, I don't give a fuck you're vaccinated, girl. You're spitting on me, and you give me all the fucking news, girl. I'm going to have gonorrhea, chlamydia in my eye. Girl, I don't know what the fuck you did at. Whose dick you've been sucking on. Girl, and then, this is the gagger. The motherfucker put his hand in my face, trying to grab my glasses off my eyes. Miss Thing, I give you one harari kick in his
face. Oh,
I said, bitch, don't touch my fucking face. Brandy's like, stop it, Jason, stop it.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
No. Not stop it, girl. He needs to go away. So I called security on him. I was all, security!
Security kicked him out.
Oh, man.
Yep. I was like, security, you gotta go. So, security, Tamia ran out there in her heel/foot thing. What's going on? Who are you with the fight? I'm like, girl, nothing. I guess the whole club heard about
it. She looked
beautiful. She looked beautiful. Tamia, you are gorgeous. I mean, I'm going to take a quick detour just to say it to you personally. No. I texted the boys, but I listened to the transgender special that you were like kind of curating. And wow, I learned so much. And I am just so thankful for you for being a pillar. And I hope people in this community understand the journey you've been through. And how you are just so important. And I hope you are just, gosh, you are my body goal inspiration. I can say that proudly. Aww. Like, you look amazing. And you just are so, not that you weren't confident before, but I think now that you're like in your body, it's just, it all makes sense. And you are just so gorgeous and beautiful inside and out. And I hope you just keep educating all of us.
Thank you.
There was so much that I needed to learn. So
thank you. That means a lot. Yeah. Thank you.
Alan, tell him about her show last night, what she did when she came out.
Oh my goodness. So honey, the song starts playing and she's not out there. And Jason's like, she's not, she hasn't started. I said, no, bitch, this is our intro. Honey, she lets the song play.
Just like a 20-minute intro.
Bitch, okay, 20 minutes, bitch, no. What's
Jason, you still get an intro, you hoe.
He gave it, bitch, it was like 40 counts, okay?
Girl, try 20, girl, I was like this.
She said she ain't come out yet. Bitch, I see her over there, she about to, girl, she came out and she, from the jump, served it and slayed it the fuck down. Bitch, after, and you know, I thought you was on hella pain. I was waiting for some Tony Braxton or something. That bitch came out with some Remy Mama and shit, you know, and fucked it up and served. Because, bitch, we was fucking where all the way to the performance.
I love it.
You know, like, you better bring it, bitch, you know. Oh, she slayed it down. And let me tell you, at the end of the performance, the damn host said on the mic, she wants to dance today. Yes, she came out and slayed that. That brought me back to when you had Chaotic Bitch and you were living with motherfucking 20 other zombie bitches. Yes, girl, that was the team.
The keeper gags.
Like, everybody in there was fucking on their feet. It was the best performance of the night. No fucking shit. No. The girl who came from L.A., she should have stayed in L.A., okay? But you wasted a Greyhound ticket to come up here.
No, Greyhound. I'm not even
doing it like Greyhound, bitch. No. Not even the dollar. Maybe the dollar bus, okay?
The megabus,
bitch. She fucking that. But she should have just stayed home with that outfit that was falling apart from her cousin's little girl box suit. That's it. Bitch. Oh, she couldn't, you know what? I was saying to Tamia, come on, bitch, be on your lip sync. I had nothing to worry about her. I was looking at the other bitch who's supposed to be like the headliner. That bitch was a lip sync. And then she was, I think, too drunk because she kept slipping and falling too much. I don't know if it was your shoes, but her dip became a slip.
Ooh.
She fell like six times.
Oh, yeah.
But I think a lot of these drag queens feed off the crowd. And I think we were hyping you up, to me, huh? We were hyping this bit. Well, she walked down. We were all, yeah! Screaming.
You know what it was, too? Because you guys have been my supporters, but also the critiques you guys gave me, I knew to take them critiques. And as you guys have been my sisters for over 30 years, I didn't want to let myself down and let alone let you guys down either. Aww. I know you bitches was coming, and I knew that I needed to come. I needed to do what needed to be done. And I've done that.
And bitch, you did. And you came and I was like, all right, that's the best. I think that's the best performance I've ever seen you do in a very, very long time.
She knew if she didn't do well, y'all were going to be talking shit about her on the show.
Well,
I was ready to go. Boo!
They said, if you don't do good, we're going to sit there with a bullhorn.
I had my sign ready going, hideous, hideous.
Wow.
But I didn't have to pull it out. I didn't have to pull out the sign. The bitch, she let the kids have it. So even the host was like, oh, damn, Tamia, you came to dance today. And I was like, that's a damn shame.
But then not only that, like, I took all of the, like, you know, I took what you guys said. I started from upstairs, girl, and the other girls only stayed downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep doing that. Stand the fuck out, bitch.
That's one thing about SF drag queens, is they all blend, they all dance alike, they all look alike, they do the same fucking songs. And that's why there's no features of RuPaul's Drag Race with SF girls, because SF girls suck. There's not a lot of good SF drag queens.
No.
Or Bay Area drag queens I've seen that are like, oh my God, she's RuPaul ready.
I just think as far as performances go, you're right. And as me, I used to be one of them girls that used to be stuck in a shell. I did. You know what I'm saying? Because when you perform for like brunch, right? What you guys like, the patrons may not like. So what we perform sometimes, we have to give it to them. But then I start listening to what you guys are telling me. It's not about what they think. If you go out there and give them something that's hot, they're going to like it. If you go out there and you perform it to your best ability.
Yeah.
Right? And so we was talking yesterday, and I was telling the girls back there. I was like, bitches, I said, I'm telling you girls right now, I'm not coming in here to play with you guys. So from this day forward, anytime I'm on that stage, Rich, I'm here to terrorize you. I'm not your friend. I'm not nothing. I'm coming to take all the money.
Yeah.
Period.
And bitch, people and are throwing money at you. They were just.
I said it as being humble, but the girls, they need people like me that's gonna give them some motivation. That's gonna push them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if they don't have nobody to go in there and say, like, okay, bitch, well, this is a competition, bitch. We on legendary. It's me and you. You know what I'm saying? If they don't have that, they'll stay in that shell. And I think because they never had that type of stuff, they stuck in that box.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And as we come up from a dancer background, I need to let these girls know something that, okay, bitch, I'm going to give you something different every time.
Yeah.
So you will never know what I'm doing from this day forward. Never.
But yesterday was an adventure for us, though. Hey, Brandy. But yeah, yesterday was an adventure for us.
And don't leave your costume unattended.
Because bitches will scratch it, cut it up, pour bleach on it.
A shoe stolen.
Mm-hmm. Or that gay man Larry might come up in and do some shit and spill some alcohol on it. Brandy's best friend Larry. But yeah, I don't know if we had friendly on our faces yesterday or what, but everyone wanted to talk to us yesterday. And Brandy was our
dick. Don't come for me. Don't put that on me, honey. Okay, because all them shenanigans don't be happening when I be by myself.
Well, you attracted them, girl. You told them to come over. He said, "Why
people?" You a motherfucking lie, honey. He turned around and did like this. Hey, Leary.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. I miss your face.
Oh, I miss yours too. I've been trying to keep my bubble in like the East Bay, but I'm vaccinated. I'm
understanding. No, understanding that you do that. Okay, you ain't open like that yet.
Larry, I would love for you to come to another show, but I have one.
Yes, please. I will be. I'm starting to feel a little more comfortable.
Yeah. Make sure you don't.
Definitely.
Don't go to no gay shit, honey, because they don't know boundaries. I can tell you that.
They don't.
I know.
It was bad. They want to be in our faces. Dude, like, before he got kicked out, dude was like pushing on me. Like, and I was
like this.
And he was like pushing his hand. And I was like, bruh. They said, okay, you have to go.
He was laughing, going, ha, ha,
because you know, I was faded and I was trying to enjoy myself, but I could have been.
At this point, I'm going to need to buy a booth and hire security. Like,
no, we had a booth.
No, we had a booth.
They had a booth.
We had a booth. That's why I said he was at the bar. He turned around when he said.
I don't even know what party he was actually with. Because from us, he went to some Asian people at the bar, but then he wasn't with them. He was with some people that was upstairs, and there was a whole bunch of white people up there, so we have no idea where he came from.
I'm going to tell you about him. He's a friendly butterfly in both. He gets drunk. Every time he come when I do security there, if it's a Thursday or Friday night, I kick him out. Every time.
Get the fuck
every
out.
Time. Every time he knows if I was working, I would have grabbed him by his shirt and walked him to the door.
But yeah, and this little Latin boy, he liked Alan too. The little Latin man liked Alan.
The Latin boy in drag, the little Latin boy in drag.
He wasn't in drag, honey. He was in man.
Oh, he was a man.
Yeah.
Man.
The one that was talking to you? No.
The one that kept on walking by, the one that actually fucked up the drink and took it off our tab.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And he tried to drink Brandy's drink, and then he may try to make Alan suck his cross. He's all,
what? Cross. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Suck your cross.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, God. It was a good scene to me. It was a mess being in that.
Yeah.
This is that atmosphere.
And this is at not full capacity. This is just like everyone in there, you know, with their folks in their bubble, but you still got people drunk as fuck coming around.
Yeah.
You just like doing too much and just not remembering what the situation is.
Yeah.
And
that's what scares me about outside opening up is that like people are just going to be, it's already happening, but like people are just going to be lawless and not care and not try to gauge people's level of like comfortability. And that really concerns me about going outside of my house.
And I'm like, you don't know who's vaccinated. Like, we were, me and Alan were in Reno like last week, and it says, you know, you can walk around with no mask on if you're vaccinated, but if you're not vaccinated, wear a mask. But how do you know?
Because
let me tell you something. I was so pissed when the CDC announced that shit. I was like, you act as if people don't lie, or as if people just will like throw it out.
Not tell
like,
you the truth. Right.
Shit. That shit pissed me off so much. I was like, you shouldn't have taken the mask mandate out until we were at like a really good place. And then it makes sense. Because now people are walking around unvaxxed, whatever their status is, and are just
we're all doing a guessing game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you have to think about, well, I need to just really do for myself, think about my safety, because everyone else is thinking.
Do you guys, can ask you this? Do you guys feel comfortable asking people if they're vaccinated?
Yep. I sure do. Okay. I sure do.
I
vaccinated.
I do. Are you vaccinated?
I do too.
Can I see your card, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait.
Can I read your chip, please?
That's a buy. That is, you know what I'm saying? Like, hold up.
It's just like saying, "Oh, are you HIV positive? Or are you negative? Oh, I'm negative. You're just saying that, but how do I know you're negative? How do I know you're not positive? You know, how do I know you're vaccinated? How do I not know you're vaccinated? You know, how do I know you're
white? Then go get your damn heritage thing. Okay.
But I'm gonna go around and I'm gonna treat everyone like they ain't vaccinated. Just like I do now when I fuck boys. You can say you're negative, but I'm going to treat you like you are positive.
Yeah. Damn, Jason, you went to the left.
Bitch, the left? The upside down?
No, I'm going to start saying the right. He went to the right.
But yeah, so.
Adam, I'm confused a little bit.
I'm confused off you too, Tamia. All right, so.
I love you.
You're leaving, girl?
No, I said I love you.
Okay, great. So real quick,
that's how you're gonna get hit by a truck later, bitch.
So a friend of mine was working. She works at a grocery store in Berkeley, and she saw a little baby. She's like, "Oh my god, your little boy is so cute." The lady stops her and goes, "Ah, no, it's a they them baby." She goes, "What?" She goes, "She's like, yes, it's a they or them." And then one of the callers,
"Oh my god,
your little boy is so cute." No, she's like, "Sir, it is not a boy. It's not a girl. It is a they." And this baby's like, she said it's like 6 months old. So parents are so it's starting now with babies now. Now babies.
You know what? This was actually like a sketch on, I don't know if you ever heard that show Veep.
Yes.
With Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Remember when her daughter marries a woman and they have a baby?
Yes.
And she's like, okay, what's the gender? The baby hadn't even been born yet. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, we're calling it they, them. Because it's going to decide its gender. And I remember laughing at that, but now it seems like it's real life.
Norm.
It's real life.
That's the new thing now. Parents are not allowing their children to be genderized. Is that a word? Genderized? I guess. I don't know.
It's a word.
That if they're a boy or a girl. Yeah. They said that when they get older and they're able to make the decision, they'll decide if they want to be a boy or a girl, or they or them.
So how are you supposed to teach your child? So how are you supposed to teach your child about periods?
That's a great question.
How are you supposed to teach your child about breast coming in? How are you supposed to teach your child that they got a wiener and some balls? No, I'm dead ass serious.
Well, bitch, first of all, ain't my child, girl. Okay,
I'm not. I'm just saying that's some dumb ass shit. Because at the end of the day, you're a girl or you're a boy. Now, how if you want to be one of those neutral sexual, but at the end there's a thing called biology. What is it?
That's the thing about non-binary. That's the thing, because what they're doing is they don't want to define sex by your genitalia.
Yeah.
But guess what?
Wait, so I can have a pussy, but I'm looking at a dick. I don't give it.
You can be a female, but have a dick, just like Tamia. Tamia is a female.
Okay, I understand that. Guess what? That's another conversation. But as you are growing, there's things that boys and girls go through that are different. Correct. And that's just facts. Yeah. And so you can't just say, okay, whatever, because then the bitch gonna be confused like in the movie Carrie. She didn't even know why she was bleeding in the motherfucking shower.
Well, that's some scary shit right there.
No, I'm serious. She started bleeding from her vagina and did not know why. She started a period. Have you ever seen the movie Carrie?
Twice.
Okay. Yeah, and it starts.
She was like, "Mama, why is this happening?"
Yeah.
And her mother was like, "You're becoming a woman."
No, she didn't. She said, "You're the devil. You're the devil." Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you don't have these discussions with your children because you want them to be junior. You could be like, okay, you're a girl. And if they start feeling some other type of way, then start to nurture it. But you have to teach people about their body. That's how motherfuckers is all fucked up and confused nowadays.
But you know what, though? But let's be like 100%. I don't know why this woman was berating someone just making, like, you'll never see this woman again. You know what I mean? So it's not like this is a person that lives with the child or like will be able to influence the child. This is someone that is just making a comment and will continue on.
A normal mistake.
That's not a mistake.
No.
It is a mistake.
No, it is a mistake because if the baby is only like 2 months, a month old, you don't know what the hell the baby is unless it's in a specific color.
That yeah, but she said they or them.
I know, but still, if someone's addressing them like, oh, as a boy, I would do the same thing. Like wonder, is that a boy or girl?
And I would
probably be like, so what's your baby? What's your baby's name? You know what I'm saying? And maybe ask them that. But
well, I've done that to a 5-year-old. That's a
normal thing. You know what I'm saying? There was nothing they should have took offensive. I think that the parents might be a little cuckoo.
But
I think it's something mental for them. You know what I'm saying? That they're doing this.
Honey, they fake woke. That's what these fake woke motherfuckers.
Let's be real. A 6-month-old isn't going to remember that conversation. Like, I think the mother is worried about the child being imprinted on. Yeah. But at the same time, that child's not going to remember this stranger calling them a boy.
Yeah. And that's another thing too. People that are non-binary also get upset at those that are asking or saying he or she. And then they get mad at the person for saying that. But you can't get mad at me for calling you a he or she if you look a certain way. It's a mistake.
Or you're presenting a certain way that day. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Just correct the person. Like, you know, it is what it is. What happens is if they're correcting people all the time, they get frustrated. But again, you chose to put yourself in that category, a non-binary. So that's something you have to expect. And that's something that you're going to have to always expect people to do and stick you for a boy or a girl. You can't get upset over it. But the woman got upset. She got mad at the workers for saying that, which is fucking dumb.
That's right. Don't understand.
Watch. Then they're going to start making symbols for like the she, they, them. Then we're
like Prince.
Put it on our foreheads and shit. You know how they do like Ash Wednesday?
Why people don't see certain situations as like a way to educate. Like all she could have been like is, hey, like I really appreciate the comment, but you know, as this child is growing, we're just trying to use they, them pronouns until they know what they are. Period.
Yeah.
You know?
That bitch is going through something. Okay.
Honey, they all going through something.
For real.
They all are because I didn't see this way too many times. Like I said, it's the fake wokeness. Fake wokeness.
But again, but at the same time, like we still have to respect people that are choosing to be non-binary in a sense. Okay, that's your choice, and I respect your choice of being non-binary. But just don't get upset when people correct you and say.
But that's where it becomes fake wokeness when people try to check. But that's where it becomes fake wokeness when people try to check you on some shit. You know what I mean? Because they want a nonsensical issue to be an issue.
Yeah. Crazy.
So just tell me, I'll be like, okay.
Like, thank you. It's
yeah. Like, okay, good, cool.
Well, I hope we have a good day. Like,
the world we live in today to turn a nice thing into, because I find myself being more mindful of that nowadays. Like, I'll be watching something I enjoy, and I'm like, oh gosh, I think this might be problematic. But then it's like, no, but I want to enjoy it. Like, I want to be able to laugh and like have a whatever. But then sometimes, you know, you're trying, it's like this inner, I think it's an inner thing that people, like we all are going through of like trying to be, I don't even like the word woke, but trying to be educated, I don't know. And then we watch something and it's like, oh wait, you shouldn't have handled it that way. Like, I'll give you an example. I was watching Hell's Kitchen and this woman, the server was a man and he was serving them. And this woman turned to the server and said, can we just get one smile out of you, you know, during this dinner? And the camera caught it on camera, or the camera caught it and they aired it. And I was like, at first I laughed, and then I said, oh wait, I wish she didn't say that. You know what I mean? Because it's the same kind of like catcalling that women go through, but just in reverse. Mm-hmm. So I think we're all just struggling with like wanting to enjoy things, but then also being mindful, you know, that like, oh, they could be problematic.
No, Larry's absolutely correct. It's like you're trying to be a little bit more sensitive to people's, you know, things. But some people be going over the top with shit, and that's where it kind of gets like, you know.
Like me, like I was on Alan. Me and Alan try to find humor. We laugh at the most craziest, offensive gay shit all the time because it's funny to me. It's not offensive to me. Like the whole when the guy said LMNOP community, bitch. I almost fell out of my chair. I thought that was hilarious.
My sister's
I say it all the time.
Bye, and she's like, I'm part of the alphabet community, and I'm like, you know.
Yes.
I'm not part of the community, and I still say it. I'd be like LGBT, ACCD, LMNOPQRSTV. Because you guys keep on adding letters. I'm like, when enough is enough? God damn.
We're adding symbols now, bitch. We're the fucking keyboard community.
Get my colons.
Okay.
That's what we are. The keyboard community, bitch. Yep. There we go. These symbols
gonna start gonna call y'all the alphabet.
These symbols gonna start representing they, them, her, shim.
Shim, not shim.
Not shim, bitch. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's go to move on to Hey Girl Hey. So this is something that this video during me and Al we were on a break, but Lil Nas X Montero video. So me and Al watched it. I love the video for real. That video is hilarious. For one, a black male gay in like out in the open being like that gay, and like I think he's the first I can see the first gay person period to do something shit like that.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know any other gay artist out there that did something like that. And he's a black man, which is crazy.
I mean, only person that I think that comes close to like him being so out there was like when Madonna was doing fucking, you know, like a prayer. And she's doing like a virgin. And
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about the music video or the performance? Yeah.
Oh, the music video. The video was the first thing I saw. That performance? Damn, it actually had me hard. I liked it.
I really loved it.
I don't, and there's some people that are like, Alan, I hated that. You know,
no, I loved it. Like I watched it with my 71-year-old aunt, and she's like trying to understand it. Yeah, like in Nigerian too, but she loves music and all that stuff, like whatever. And so I'm trying to explain it to her, and she's just like sitting there shaking her head. And I'm like, no, it's good. This is art. This is art, mommy. Like, this is good.
But she wasn't getting that.
She didn't like it. but I think she understood that, like, because I was telling her, I was like, he's the first gay artist to do this, like on, you know, a big national scale. And she was like, is he really? Elton John didn't do this? I'm like, okay, good night.
Well, Elton John wore outfits. He wore crazy outfits, and you know, he never came out as gay. Technically, it's like Little Richard, Elton John.
He never came out as gay.
Little
Richard. Recently. You're lying.
Little Richard never came out.
Little Richard never came out. Yeah.
Nope.
He never came out.
Luther Vandross never came out.
We already knew Luther Vandross wasn't gonna come out, but Little Richard was so blatantly like.
Yeah,
okay, they just you
it's
just
crazy,
they,
but yeah,
you just don't need to say.
Yeah, you just didn't need to say it because it was so blatant.
Like Liberace. Liberace was so like, oh Jesus, but everyone thought he had girls and women, knowing damn well he's getting fisted by some little white boy he met down the street. You know, so yeah,
Liberace. You're so vulgar, bitch. Love it.
Well, he did. Liberace got fisted with his rings on. He's getting fisted.
Oh gosh.
But yeah. So yeah. But no, I love the video. I think the video was amazing. I was like, all right, you better fuck the devil.
I think Bankhead really put his ass in that one, and I was kind of even loved it more because I'm in love with Bankhead and stuff.
In the video, or in the SNL performance,
or for the SNL performance.
Oh, that's you know the drama with that. Right, that they all caught COVID.
Nope. Whoa! What? Tell me what.
A friend of mine was out there that lives out there near. I won't say his name, but he was on hold for that job. So he told me that Bankhead. They had dancers in Atlanta. Like did everything in Atlanta, or actually in LA, and then they flew to New York, and one person tested positive, and then everybody else tested positive. So then they reached out to the agencies out there and had people on hold to
take the jobs.
To take the job. But here's the gag of it all. They held New York dancers only for 2 to 3 days before, cut the New York dancers, and fly people from LA.
What?
Yeah.
That's so
dumb. He was telling me he was on hold. He was supposed to do another choreography job, and then with this Chinese artist. And then he got the call from his agent, like, they want to put you on hold. And he said something in his spirit was like, put me on hold. But like after, I think, a day or two of being on hold, and he had to let the Chinese people know, he was like, just cut me. And so he told his agent to cut him. And then sure enough, the next day, they cut all.
So is there a standard with like New York dancers and LA dancers? Is there
a, you know what? That's a bankhead thing. This is like, because it's a bankhead thing, because he could have had dancers from New York, but I think he also wanted a look. There was very obvious. There was a look he was looking for.
No, there was.
At first I thought there was, so he mentioned, my friend mentioned initially that there was a height requirement, and he didn't meet the height requirement initially, but it sounds like because maybe they weren't getting that height requirement, they lowered it for the New York dancers and then just scrapped the New York dancers altogether. I don't know why he didn't go with New York dancers at the end, because at the end of it only, I don't know if you like, you probably didn't. I'm just a weird investigative person on Instagram, but I figured out that only one person from the original camp didn't catch COVID.
Oh, wow.
From the original dancer camp. So
damn.
He just opted to bring people from LA, and they had to teach it all over Zoom because they couldn't all meet. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. You're fucking kidding me.
Yeah. Awesome. They had to learn it all over Zoom in their hotel rooms.
Dang.
And then they didn't get to come together, I think, until the rehearsal, the dress rehearsal. After everyone's been tested.
Mm. And they probably did multiple testing throughout this.
Yeah.
But what I think people are forgetting that really irritated me when I found this out is that those dancers, first off, the dancers that were booked originally, they weren't safe. Like, I was kind of irked at Bankhead, because I'm like, if I'm a choreographer, I'm in charge of these dancers.
Yeah.
I have to set a standard. I have to say, okay, y'all.
You have to take care of your people
out here. Yeah, exactly. Like, let's not all be out, you know what I mean, with people. Let's try to stay amongst ourselves if we can, you know. But they were out. That's what I heard. They were, like, out and about in New York.
Yeah, New York's pretty open right now, too. They're pretty open, too, their mask mandates and all that stuff, too.
Yeah. They open completely next month, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's crazy, but you saw he split his pants right during the performance.
Yes,
he split his pants.
People were trying to say, "Oh no, that was a setup." No, not by the
looks. You could tell in his face.
Yeah,
like when he did that, I said, "Yep, bruh, you showed it. You did just like me."
But originally, they showed the original shot of him doing it. He was supposed to be on the pole going in circles, in like with his legs twisted around and going in circles. That's what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
I saw front of
it. Saw that? Yeah, yeah. But no, I think he's brave for doing what he's doing. I know a lot of people are hating it, like, oh my God, my son and my daughter saw that video. And
yeah, because there are some people that are like really offended by him. I can't believe he's
watched the video
right now. He must be on drugs.
I'll watch it.
Stuff. No, he's a fucking artist.
And that song
but the thing is like, do people not understand the brilliance of what he did? Yeah. Like on a deeper level. Like, that's the part that I'm just like, come on, everybody.
Yeah.
Say what you will, but it was brilliant.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Yeah. It got people talking. It got people talking.
Yeah. And basically, he's like, fuck y'all. Y'all already told me I'm going to hell. So why not go to hell on a stripper pole and dance on the devil? Like,
watch everybody dance to this one.
And the song's doing really good in the charts, too. He's selling like millions of records of those. Yeah.
I've seen some people doing some concept videos to him.
Yeah. I saw one recently. It was horrible.
And I can't think of my note to talk about.
Yeah, girl. On that video, how come all the black people don't have no mask on, but all the other people have masks on? You notice that?
Is that a video that happened here in the Bay?
Yes, it did.
About?
Yes.
Okay, then I know what you're talking
there's
about.
There's a little. I just watched it today. There's a little flip when there's like all the black males in the bathroom. They have no mask on, but when the motherfuckers are outside dancing, or the two little Asian kids are like, I'm going to kiss, but I have two masks on. They all have masks on.
Oh, I
didn't. Black people don't.
Off of that.
Oh, bitch, you didn't peep that, honey. Yeah, I was like, so you're promoting.
My mind was going somewhere else. I was just kind of thinking like, oh, we're starting off like this, but then we went somewhere else.
Girl,
like,
it didn't make no sense. But no,
it didn't make sense.
I gagged off that. I was like, how come they're? I was like, oh, mm-mm.
That's not right.
It was like you get the shade,
yes,
and then open it, and like it's a different picture.
Yeah, like if you're gonna do an all mask video, make sure or have mask in the video. Make sure everyone's wearing a mask. Like I don't get that. Like how come they didn't have mask in the bathroom?
That also, this is what getting older does. You start to think like, oh, this is what they say about the numbers. You know, it's always affecting the minority community. And here he goes, like, further affecting the minority community by not making sure the minority community is masked. Like, and he's a minority himself. Like, that's what is, like, taking me out, but whatever.
Who is it? Can y'all send
a
link later?
Yeah, I'll send the link. Yeah, I was just gagged by that. I was like, oh, okay. I'm not sure that was on purpose.
That really disappoints me.
Or what
I'm
was
really
the artistry behind it? Like, maybe they didn't realize it, or they didn't really think about that. I don't know.
Asked for my opinion, and I told him I need to look at it. Well, and I was gonna light one and then look at it, and I haven't given my opinion, but I hope he's probably here if he's gonna listen to this.
Well.
I think he could have went. It just went from left to right, just two different ways. I didn't get it. It didn't translate right. It was nice choreography.
Yeah, it's cute. Like the way they, you know, the concept of it. You know, it's good. The way it was executed.
The way it was filmed too. Like when it came above the bushes, and I thought it was gonna be something nice, but then it just stayed there, and I thought it was gonna be some effect of some heads and stuff to move in. You know what I'm saying? Like in,
bitch,
I don't know.
I thought a raptor was gonna pop out of those bushes, bitch. I was like,
well, bitch, I would have been surprised by that even more too. That would probably would have been okay, better. But okay, all right, Jurassic Park realness.
Yeah,
I'm gonna let him know. I'm gonna call him and let him know what the tea is. I'll probably give my real opinion.
I didn't even watch it.
Yeah.
Why
watch it.
But did it even come across your timeline?
It did. I was shocked.
And you didn't even watch it.
It sure didn't.
That's crazy. See,
because,
that's
like, you know, easy, promoting like, it, and it I was like, okay, like what? And then it came, and I just wiped.
But again, you know, again, that's one thing. If you're gonna put art out there, it's gonna get critiqued. So
yeah, of course.
If they're listening to this, that's tea, no happen. Shade. But
I've had a lot of trust me,
we all have
money, and it's about you may fall, but it's about how you get up too.
In other news, I just found out about this today. Alan just told me about this. A rapper dies during a bisexual three-way. His wife was coming home, he jumped off the balcony.
Oh yeah,
his wife and died. Yeah, so his name is, he's a rapper from Brazil. Named Kevin.
Oh my God.
Antonio. Yeah, so he fell to his death in Rio de Janeiro off a balcony, and he hit so I guess he was having a threesome with a friend, with a guy and a girl, and his wife kept on texting him over and over again. So eventually she, you know, found out where he was at, came to the door, and then he jumped off the balcony by accident, attempting to jump onto another terrace. But instead of jumping another terrace, he jumped to...
He fell to the ground.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, fine. He should have just, like, talked calmly to the wife, by look, why don't you just join us right quick?
Yeah. Because, I mean...
Yeah,
you know, I mean, like she a freak too. Come on, y'all a ho Janeiro,
bitch. I know he had a big dick. He looked like he had a big dick. He looked
also too. Like women know, like she knew.
Yeah,
she knew you were at least talking to someone else.
Oh, he is fine too. You see what he looks like?
Yeah,
no,
girl, look him up. No, girl,
can you post this picture right quick?
Hold on, let me find
who'd you say?
His name is he's a rapper. The rapper name is, where the fuck's it at? Oh, MC Kevin.
Oh, so Lachey, oh, another Shade Room rapper, nobody.
He's a rapper. He's big in Brazil, I guess.
I'm just playing. I was being an asshole. But for real, Alan, you know what I'm talking about.
Have you guys seen that new filter on Instagram or something?
What?
That new filter on Instagram.
No.
With like where you can cover your body in tattoos.
No.
And then you look like
he's so cute.
Johnny, bitch. I thought that was your Filipina ass.
Filipina. But oh, no, he was gorgeous.
I was
he's
trying to,
gorgeous.
You know, get the tea without being seen. Like,
girl, wow,
y'all,
you.
I love y'all. Miss y'all. It's been a minute.
I know. But
dog in the back.
But you can tell that rapper has a big dick, though. You can just tell. He's fucking two bitches at the same time. He must have some kind of cock of something.
Unless he got some coin, bitch.
He got the two C's, cock and coin, girl. He got the two C's,
honey. Because you don't need a lot of cock to fuck more than you could fuck a couple of bitches and have a little Peter Pan dick. Okay,
not those Brazilians.
You better speak on it, Brandy.
not those Brazilians, girl. Not those Brazilians. They have big ones or they have little ones.
Okay, and so he might have a little paquito.
Oh, I'm imagining he doesn't. So, but yeah. So rest in peace, Mr. Brazilian Kevin. Motherfuckers, don't
rest
jump off.
Rest in peace, Brazilian big cock.
Big cock. R-I-C, resting cock.
Yeah, honey.
All right, let's go move to catch the tea. So we thought about this. Is interesting. So Alan was talking about, go ahead, Alan. Talk about the vaccinations and hooking up and all that stuff. So.
You know, everything's starting to open back up now. So, you know, people out there, if you're looking on some of these apps, which, you know, I'm going to say I do have two dating apps that I'll be looking through. And you look at some of the profiles.
What's your name on there?
Actually, one of them is not. But then the other one, I think I got just Franco.
She's all Franco bottom free ass. Fuck my putts.
But you notice you look through people's apps, everyone's like fully vaxxed or one shot down. And they're like, if you're not vaxxed, then I have no time for you. And you know, it's kind of crazy because everyone is not fully made the decision to get vaccinated. So do you just start to cut people off because they're not vaccinated, or do you give them a chance but from a distance?
It's kind of like one of those things where it's like you won't fuck someone that's vaccinated, but you'll bareback somebody. It's sort of the same thing.
You know, it
makes no sense. Like you're saying, no, I don't want to get COVID, but I don't mind getting a herpes or syphilis or even HIV.
Can I be honest with you guys? I've been to two sex parties, and this is before shit was even starting to open up. I didn't partake in anything, but there was so many people fucking.
Liar.
No, I'm being so serious. This shit, they had that part, yes. No, I really didn't. These are just like DJ no, for real. These were DJ friends of mine. They had me come through. Of course, they were on drugs and shit, but it was so fucking scary that these bitches are, I'd say faggots, I hate to say it, but they just didn't give a fuck, and they were just literally sucking and sweating, and I was like, damn, aren't people dying and shit? And you hear, you know, I was on the second floor watching all this shit go down, and I'm like, damn, this is scary, and I'm surprised that none of them caught it, but it shit is out there, and people are doing too much. So
it's hard to say. I'm not single, so I don't know in that sense, Alan. But I can imagine how it would be being single and trying to date someone that's not vaccinated versus someone that is vaccinated. I don't think you're gonna go on any dates. I don't think you might. I don't know. You might go on someone that don't care, and then those that do care, I guess. I don't know.
Do we have any single people on here that are like, would date anyone that isn't vaccinated? Ooh, Larry shakes her.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, would you guys date someone who was not vaccinated?
So I've been on a few dates.
Oh, bitch.
Ooh, get it, girl.
I know. I'm already so like hesitant.
Did you kiss
but
him?
I've been on a few dates.
Can we just go to date first? Oh my gosh. Uh-huh.
I can't even hear y'all. What did you say?
Like, can we go on a date first? Like, you don't have to disclaim the kiss, but we do want to know later on.
No, I was saying about that. But it's interesting. Like, even meeting when you first meet, and normally you would hug, right?
Yeah.
And this guy went in for a hug, and I, like, oh, I cringed. I didn't hug him back because here's the thing. He had just been traveling to Texas. He was just in Texas a week before because I see, or he was super communicative. So he like would send me pictures, whatever, of his travels. And so he's been traveling. And normally when I see that any of my friends, I don't care who you are, if you've been out of California, I won't see you for 2 weeks. So to know that he just traveled and then came back and then like hugged me right away, you know, we talked about it afterwards and he apologized. He's like, I should have asked your level of comfort. And I was like, well, it's fine. You know, I at least had my mask on at that point or whatever, but it's just kind of, it's awkward, you know, like, and I went out on a date last summer, only one. And it was outside. It was when like California, the museum, like did their nightly thing. They transitioned it to an outside thing. And when he saw me, yeah, it was actually really cool. But when he saw me, he tried to hug me and I like backed all the way up. And then we sat down at the table for dinner and he tried to sit next to me and I asked him to sit across from me. Like,
that was me last night with Larry, the gay man. I was like,
Don't do it. And even like, you know, normally after, if you have a good date, you would kiss. Like, I didn't want to. And I could tell he wanted to, like on this last date, the date after. And I was like, no, you know, like I just went straight to my car. And got in the car. And he's vaccinated. He got Johnson & Johnson, which makes me feel, I hate that I have that science in my head. I think because I'm Pfizer gang. So I'm like, Johnson & Johnson, I don't know about that. But, and it shouldn't be like that, but either way.
You're
like,
only 65% effective. So,
this date's done, bitch.
I need you 95. Exactly. I need you above, I need you above 90. Oh my God.
I was pissed. This whole time I thought he got Pfizer or Moderna. He's like, oh no, I'm Johnson Johnson. I'm like, oh.
You're like, you know what? You're like, you fucked up. You know why? Because you ain't getting this pussy no more because you didn't get fucking Johnson. You got fucking Johnson & Johnson.
He's like, that's what they were giving out of the conversation that day.
Okay.
A city college university, two different things.
Well, also too, like, that's why I'm not mad at anyone that doesn't get it because I'm fortunate enough that my work partnered with Kaiser. And so we opened some vaccination sites and they were all Pfizer vaccines. But for it sounds like when you went to like bigger sites, you didn't know what you were getting.
Yeah.
It was whatever they had on site is what you got. And that would make me extremely nervous. I get it.
Yeah.
Did all this shit make me nervous?
Why, Alan, has someone said to you like, no, because you're not vaccinated? Or are they saying no, because have you got any discrimination in that sense?
I've gotten a lot of opinions about opinion and a lot of concerns, you know. And I've gotten a few like a little attacks, I will say.
Really?
Yeah. And I had to be like, hold up, bitch, back up.
Oh, because you're not vaccinated?
Not today, yep. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You ain't gonna treat me funny, honey. Okay. Hold the fuck up. I'm still Alan, bitch. Okay. Now COVID or not, bitch, I'm gonna get with you. Don't try me.
Get it. Right? Get
it. I've been okay and I've been up here around all this shit, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, I don't live in the motherfucking projects, bitch. I think I'm just fine, okay? You see me this whole damn quarantine, bitch. I've been in your face Zoom and then now reality. Girl, I'm just fine. I'm still clicking and ticking, okay? Don't trip. We ain't gotta go out on a date unless I wanna go out on a date. Because I'm very like discreet about who I go even kick it with, bitch.
Yeah.
People invite me all the time after lunch and after, you know, like for lunch and dinner, all that. I just don't go with everybody. Thank you for the invite, but maybe later on.
Your bubble. You want to keep your bubble.
I have my bubble, bitch, and I don't want to pop.
Yeah, I feel you.
Right? The people I've been kicking it with all the time is just fine. I love y'all. I'm going to see y'all like this on Zoom. That's cute. I love y'all. Johnny looking cute, bitch. Looking like a damn.
Looking like a little COVID tray, girl.
Trying to get this kiss.
You're going to rob right now. Literally gonna
bitch, I'm in my drive-by car getting ready to suck some dick in the back. I'm kidding, y'all. I'm kidding.
Bitch, I've
been hanging around with y'all hoes. That's That's where I learned it from, goddamn.
Girl, please. Y'all you fault. Suck. You suck more
y'all
dick in the backseat.
Been the hoes before I have. Y'all raised yeah, me. True. Remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Alan. Yes,
we do.
Yes,
we do remember. We remember.
Mine over that dick.
Mine over that dick.
Okay, good. Now let's.
But no, but no, it's the same thing like with condoms too. Like a lot of gay men don't want to use condoms either. And
I don't get that.
Yeah, is that weird too?
I hate that so much.
So do I. Like we like me and my wife, we do like threesomes here and there. And you know,
it's
we
not always, here and there with all the time. But let's be clear. But go ahead.
Don't get mind it, me, bitch. Girl, you know what, Tamia? It's okay though. You know why? I got a man.
Because you got a man.
Thank you.
And that's fine.
And he ain't going nowhere.
Me and Alan don't
he does
one.
Go. He ain't going nowhere. And guess what? If he goes somewhere, guess what? I'm going to be single with y'all bitches. So there we go. Then yeah, that's how that's going to work.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay. You know, you're not going to keep talking, doing that, though. So.
Let's everyone just check this. Don't talk like I've just been single my whole life since from birth, honey. Okay. Alan was in a 15 year relationship, and now I am out single for 10 years.
You outrank me out. Alan
outranks 5 years, it'll match up. It'll be just fine. Like I'm making up for lost time, bitch. Okay. Because I gave away some good years, motherfucker. Now I'm getting them good years back. Hello.
And let the church say amen.
Right?
Amen. Hallelujah.
But no, but
candela.
But I noticed that like a lot of guys were like when we pull out condoms, they're like,
yeah,
why are you pulling that out? I'm like, because I don't know you.
Be right back.
No one cares.
They will
hit no one cares.
They'll hit I'll hit them up or they'll hit me up like ping me, hey, what's up? We'll be talking. They'll be like, okay, do you do bareback? I'm like, no.
Yes.
That's and then a deal. All of a sudden, click. This is deleted.
Yeah.
Oh, what wow. The hell?
It's definitely a deal breaker for a lot of people.
It is.
Like, we could be having a really long chat or a conversation, and then I'll be like, sorry, safe only. And then they stop replying or block me or something.
Yes.
Like
that. Yes.
And, I mean, there have been times where I don't use protection with someone. Like my ex, I've actually been hooking up with him since like September. And we were using protection a lot, but then recently he hasn't been using protection. Oh. And then I was like, hey, I kind of asked him some questions like, how many people have you been hooking up with? Like, yeah. Have you been using protection? Like all these different questions.
Yeah.
And so last time, actually a couple of days ago, we hung out and I was like, do you have a condom? And he didn't want to use one. And I just like, I didn't know how to feel. Like I wanted to use one.
You guys, I'm going to go. Okay. I love you guys.
Okay. Bye. Bye girl.
Bye. It's coming later. Bye.
But yeah. And so is he, did he block you or what?
My ex? No.
But did like, you, so you didn't know how to say, well, no, I do want to use a condom. Is that what
I did tell him, but he's like, okay. He was like, I haven't been with anyone in over a month and I get checked regularly and this and that. And
yearly.
Regularly.
Oh, okay. But yeah, that's just, tough.
It's like, yeah, it's tough because we dated like, back in 2016 and we've been hanging again since September. So like,
oh, you are in an entanglement. Are you emotionally getting hooked too? Real talk.
He's like, this is a COVID dick right now, honey. This is mm-hmm. some COVID. This is some shelter dick, honey. In shelter quarantine.
No,
dick.
Girl, I'm alternating so that I don't catch feelings again.
Oh, okay. You're going from boy to boy.
Okay.
But yeah,
right now.
So did you end up having sex with him?
I did.
And with a condom on?
Without a condom.
No.
So how did you while it was happening?
I mean, it was weird because we actually, for whatever reason, it was just like really passionate, like more passionate than usual. I don't know if it's because he hasn't had sex in like 6 weeks. So he was just like super intense, girl. He was like,
and you used the mirror. Like,
he was doing all these things he's never done before. I was like, who is she? She was making me feel like a new woman. Like I was touched for the first time.
It was somebody else, and he just did it on you,
bitch. Maybe, right? Get into that.
Yeah. You don't know that. Do you trust him though? In that sense, do you trust him?
He was so hot.
I do trust him, and he's like, I mean, I do trust him. I do trust him.
Okay.
But it's just my preference. There has been times where I don't use protection with people, But my preference is to use protection.
Protection, yeah, yeah. And that's usually, yeah, that is usually a deal breaker with a lot of guys. I noticed, like, on Grindr, you know, when we're condoms, they're like, oh, well, then, no, thank you, I'm good, thank you. You know, I'm like, so you want to get gonorrhea, you want to get chlamydia, syphilis, herpetitis, bitch, you know, HIV, you know, even the guys that are on PrEP. Yeah, I get it, you're on PrEP, you're not going to get HIV, I get it, but there are still a whole line of fucking other STIs out there, honey, you know? So it's like, girl, I don't want to get chlamydia, girl. I don't want to get the...
Chlamydia? What about the herpes, honey? Because the herpes? There's a few, honey, because there's a few people I know. I know a few people that got the sugar lumps.
Yeah. Me too, bitch, on their booty hole. I'm like, ugh.
Well, I didn't say where. I don't know where. I'm just saying I know a couple of my friends that have caught that shit, honey. And you can't get rid of it.
No.
That's a wrap.
That's the gift that
keeps. Oh, really? Wait, you can't, like, it's permanent?
Oh, yes. That shit is permanent. You could suppress them with medicine and shit. Yeah. But that shit is in your body.
Forever.
You can have breakouts randomly.
Yeah. That's the one in all the STDs that aren't treatable.
Yeah.
There's no medicine. I'm thinking about what you're saying, Jason, and I'm wondering if people are like that because they think all of the other STIs are treatable. Like, I like
that's
the
pill, it. Yeah.
I can put a cream on, you know what I mean? Whatever. But herpes, you can't, you're in it.
My whole thing about it is who want to go through all of that for some dick for one night?
Gay men.
Yeah. Sex addicts. All of gay men. I mean, if you get some hot dick thrown your way, girl, I mean, you're sort of tempted. I mean, yeah. I have friends that caught it too. Or I'm like, and they're constantly getting shots and then they can't fuck for 2 weeks. And then I'm like, God damn, is it really worth it? Okay, shit. Yeah. But they go through it, bitch. They go through it just to get that dick. And I'm like, God damn, that's a lot.
Yeah, like that. You got to go to the doctor. You got to get tested. Somebody might see you that know you behind the counter. You got to take off from work. You know, you got to make the appointment. That's too much.
That's too much for some dick.
Real. That's a lot.
It's
scary. I do have to admit that when I was like early, like 18, 19, I was pretty careless. But bitch, I don't want to be 40 going to a clinic for chlamydia, bitch.
That's everyone in San Francisco, girl. When I was 18, 19, I was scared because during the late 90s, early 90s, that's when it was like people were just 80s, people were dropping for days, just dying.
Yeah.
And I was so scared of getting that. Like, it was like suppressed in my brain. Like, if I even had a slip up, I would have a panic attack for 2 days thinking I have HIV now. I go get tested, wait 2 weeks, you know? So yeah, I was, knock on wood, I've always, you know, I've had some slip ups here and there, don't get me wrong, but for the most part, like, I was scared. Like, I was like, literally, these gay boys nowadays, they ain't scared to get it. Mm-mm. Like, oh, it's treatable. I'll take a pill.
You know why? You know why? I don't know how they talk about sex in
school, now.
School anymore. You know what I mean?
There's dick all over that fucking thing.
Okay, Jason.
You know, I remember being with Will for the, like, you know, him being my first relationship and get together at an early age. And around that time, when it was high, really high in AIDS. And like, we would have sex like crazy. And then there'd be times like, we'll get sick right after and be like, oh, what the fuck?
So,
that kind of scared bitches. And I'm like new to sex and all this. Wow. And I would trip out all the time. Like, okay, oh, wait, how you feel? Are you sick? Mm-hmm. Like, no. Like, this nigga give me something?
Wow. That was in the 1940s, right? Was that the 1940s, Alex?
Before Christ, girl. Before Christ.
Girl, that was before swine flu.
But no, but think about this. HIV AIDS was the second biggest pandemic so far that in this generation, I think right now, like past two decades, was HIV AIDS, and then now coronavirus.
Okay, the coronavirus and AIDS is two different type of...
No, I know that. Two different, I know.
People dying just from being close to each other.
But hold on. When the epidemic first happened, people didn't know anything about anything. So people were wearing masks. People were like, ew, gross, get away. But then they started learning stuff more about it. But I know it's different dynamic, but that's a pandemic. This is a pandemic too, in a sense. People were dying back then. You know, so it is the same thing in a sense, Brandy. Yes, bitch. Coronavirus is the shot for coronavirus. They just developed fucking medication for it.
They didn't just develop it. They've been working on that shit for 20 motherfucking years. They had a blueprint,
longer
bitch.
Than that, girl. Longer than that.
But that's how it developed so fast, because when SARS came out, they knew a pandemic was going to happen, but they had the blueprint because of SARS 20 years ago. And so they had been working on something. So they had the underlying thing, and that's how it got developed so fast.
Yeah.
It's like that movie. What's that movie called where they found the virus and they're in that town? Anyways, I think
with Will Smith.
No, that's Independence Day. No, there's another one.
That was Legacy. That was Legend.
Legend.
I am Legend. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Alan thinks we're going to turn into, little zombies. Remember, Alan?
I was looking forward to that. I was like, let me see these monsters come out. I thought I was going to turn into one. I was like, yes, come on, zombie.
You ain't going to see if you got that shot, because you're going to become one of them. So I'll tell you.
You know what, Alan? I told him too. I said, if I become a zombie, guess who I'm biting first? Alex. I'm going to be a zombie right along with me.
Shady.
One thing that is scary that, like, I'm kind of experiencing now, and I'm just hoping it's not the case, is a lot of women have talked about how since they've gotten the shot, they don't have periods anymore. And like they're infertile, like their infertility is like, and it's not everybody. Some women are like, oh, I've been able to get pregnant after, no problem. Like I still this. One woman that was like 84 years old got her period all of a sudden after her second dose. So I talked to my gynecologist about it, and she was like, yeah, when they were doing the trials, they didn't think, because you know, it's a man's world. So they didn't think to ask women, like, how are you feeling? But I know for me, after I got my first dose, my period was like, it's haywire right now. Mm. And so I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that like nothing will happen, and it's just whatever, womanly, whatever. But that's one thing. Because now it has me thinking, like, I don't know if y'all watch Handmaid's Tale. But
I love that show.
Handmaid's Tale, and how like we could be getting close to that.
Yes, I can see that.
You know,
Alan, you gotta watch that show. It's so good.
Honey, I'm so mad at that motherfucking show, and it's not because of the shot. It's because of these motherfucking Republicans, honey, over here taking away our rights everywhere. Every time I motherfucking look.
Tell me why. Right before I called into this show, I on my TV, which I could not believe, was on US Air Bravo. It was like some bullshit channel, and it was a local ad for pro-life. Like they were saying how at X amount of weeks the fetus feels this, and this is why this, or what did they say, the law needs to catch up to the science, you need to vote pro, blah blah blah. And I looked at my screen like, not in California, not in the Bay Area,
because I see one pro-life commercial on CNN in the Bay, and I couldn't believe it, and I ain't seen it since. No. I think that was an accident. Like, I was just like, no, I'm not even playing.
Yeah,
I'm not even playing.
I agree with you 1,000%. I was shocked looking at my TV screen. Like, what the fuck?
Like that, like in other states, that should be on repetitive. Yeah. In California and in New York, that shit is like, you will not see shit. So when you see something like that on your TV, that shit will shock the shit out of you.
Pro-life, yeah, all that. I can never see that in California. I think motherfuckers would go crazy if they saw that shit like repetitive on the screen or on TV or whatnot. Yeah, no. Texas.
All I know is it's about to hit the Supreme Court in the fall.
That's for what state was that? Was that Kentucky? Was that Texas? Was
Mississippi? Alabama? No. There is the Mississippi case, but Texas just did the 6-week law.
That's right. Okay.
That Greg bitch Abbott, because he's trying to save his job.
That's what it was. Yeah.
The 6 weeks.
I love it's. I'm like, about to be still having discussions after years and years.
Because you got these white people over here putting their religious infringing it on other people. Mm-mm-mm. We about to be up on Hulu, y'all.
On Handmaid's Tale, girl.
Just like that. I'm about to be Hulu, bitch.
I'm watching to get tips. I'm like, all right, I need to learn to bake. Because that's how we'll be communicating amongst one another, to let each other know we got contraband or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy.
I need to flirt with Lydia. I need Lydia to be my best friend. You're my best friend, Lydia. You my girl, bitch. You go get this other hoes.
This ain't no joke, y'all.
I hate her.
I do too. I hate that bitch. She's a fucking cunt. Al, you should watch it. It's a really good show.
What show is this?
It's called Handmaid's
Tale. Handmaid's Tale on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
Handmaid's Tale. I'm writing it down.
We on the fourth season, nigga.
Bitch, yes. It is what? So good. It's stressful. It what really is.
It's very stressful.
It's about this white bitch that gets kidnapped by this other country.
No, he don't. It ain't no white bitch getting kidnapped. It's basically about white men that are doing what they're doing today, basically making the United States the way they want it to.
Yes. So
we're literally living in it.
So half the United States is like conservative. They it's all based off religion. Everything's based off religion. And then
under his eye.
Yeah, yeah. And the other half is more like free will and all that stuff. And then just
no, the other half is in a civil war, baby.
Yes, they're in a civil war with that. And then Canada, they are.
It's like a free land.
It's free land. You can be free out there. So a lot of people try to go to Canada because you can be free.
So we Mexicans and shit trying to go to Canada in basically, the show.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, but it's so interesting, like how. Mm-hmm. Kill all the gay people.
They kill all the gay men. If you're a woman and you're gay, they take your clit away.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's if you they won't so take much. Your clit away if you don't practice your gaydom. But they won't kill you if you could have babies.
Or you go to the field. Yeah. So they take you to the field, the colonies. They call them. You go to the colonies.
Yeah, but that's it. But that's if you got to choose whether I want to be handmaid or a colonist.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Handmaid tale.
Yep. It's crazy.
Once you see it, there's literally people protesting in the gear.
Yeah.
Of like in real life, like you'll see them around. You'll see them protesting because that's the state we are living in at this time. Yeah. We are going backwards.
It's pretty crazy. So yeah, you should watch it. All right, so bitch, we've been talking for like an hour and a half now. So, all right, well, thank you guys for interesting conversations.
Speaking today. With us on this little pandemic turn.
I know this has been a while. We went on break. Alan's getting ready for a show, so don't forget Alan's show. What's the dates again, Alan? July 11th. I know the dates.
Alan, don't even know.
July 11th. is a Sunday, and then there's the 17th and 18th, and then after that will be the 7th and 8th of August. If you guys are interested in going to the show and tickets, email Alan at alanfries@gmail.com. Pretty soon we'll have a flyer. Alan will have a flyer up there. Please go to the show. It's a really cute, it's a really good show. I was watching it at rehearsal, and I was like, okay, girls, yeah, all right. And the kids are letting the kids have it. Put it that way.
I bought a big old pink megaphone so I could yell at them for the next couple of weeks.
No, she ain't playing. She's a big old megaphone.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to bedazzle her.
But thank you guys. Thank you guys for chiming in. I love your guys' opinions and your thoughts on this on these subjects we have today.
Beautiful faces. And
stuff. Yes.
Hi.
Yeah. So, thank you guys. Don't you guys don't. You guys
we
don't,
need to have a segment of well, talking some
well,
shit.
Well, don't hang up. Don't hang up. But you guys have a great night. Thank you guys for listening. Okay. Say bye bye, Alan.
Bye, guys. Tell me later.
Bye.